弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以再一次有一次一起寻求主的机会。
Thank the Lord that once again we can together seek His will.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's start with words of prayer.
天父，我们谢谢你借着你的儿子给我们的救赎。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your salvation that's given us through your Son.
我们也谢谢你设立饼杯。
And thank you for setting up the table.
使我们可以来纪念我们的主，让我们对于所蒙的救恩有更说更深入认识的机会。
So that we can remember our Lord, so that we can have even deeper understanding of your salvation.
我们再一次把感谢赞美归给你。
Once again, we give you all the thanksgiving and praise.
我们也求你借着这一点有限的时间，向我们的心说话。
Also pray that you speak to our hearts through this limited time we have.
求你为着你名、你国度、你旨意的缘故，敞开天上的窗户。
Do pray that you open the heavenly window for your name and for your kingdom's sake.
也是为着我们的主耶稣基督再来的缘故，预备我们，向我们的心说话。
And also do prepare us, speak to our hearts for the sake that our Lord Jesus is coming back again.
主也是为着你要带许多的儿子进入荣耀里去。
And also that you will bring many sons into glory.
我们实在需要你把我们需要听的话是给我们。
We truly need you to give us words that we need to hear.
愿说的、翻译的、听的，都一起等候在你的面前。
Do pray that we wait before you for the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen.
求你圣灵充充满满的来在我们当中供应一切，而且自由的运行，并且真是触摸每一颗心。
May your Holy Spirit move freely amongst us and also touch each one of our hearts.
愿颂赞荣耀归给我们的主和天上的父神。
May glory and praises given to our Lord and also Heavenly Father.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few places of scripture.
可能今天读的圣经会多一点，请大家稍微有点耐心哈。
Please bear with us as we will read through more places of scriptures.
哥林多后书第四章第五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
好，这里是宣告基督耶稣为主。
Here is to proclaim Christ Jesus as the Lord.
这是教会从主那里得到的权柄。
And that's the authority which church has received from the Lord.
也是教会能够见证基督耶稣为主的托付。
And this is also the entrustment which the church can proclaim Christ Jesus as the Lord.
所以我们在教会里面首先要经历基督耶稣为主的实际。
Therefore, in church, first, we have to experience the reality that Christ Jesus is the Lord.
主这个词有制裁者 sanctioned 的意义。
The word Lord has the meaning of sanctioner.
有 supreme authority 至高的权柄的意义。
And also the meaning of supreme authority.
有 controller 就是他是掌控一切的意义。
And also the meaning of a controller.
也有他是 owner 所有者的意义。
And also the meaning that he is the owner.
所以我们一起见证他是主。是非常非常的丰富的。
Therefore, as together we proclaim that He is the Lord, it's very abundant.
我们在读第三章哥林多后书第三章第五、第六节。
And also Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5 and 6.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经义，因为那字句是叫人死，经义是叫人活。
Who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
这个承担这个词不单有接受的意思，而且是有被提升达到的意思。
This word sufficiency not just to receive, but also to lift up, to achieve.
而在这一节的经义是讲到灵，特别是圣灵。
And the word spirit, it talk about the Holy Spirit.
所以我们基督徒生活是一个在圣灵里面随从，我们是因圣灵得生，因圣灵行事，也要因圣灵被成全。
So our Christian life is to, as we are, we receive life through the Spirit and also walk in Spirit and also being fulfilled by the Holy Spirit.
我们再读《使徒行传》第二章。
And Book of Acts, Chapter 2.
第32-36节。
Verse 32-36.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
This Jesus has God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, He has shed forth this which you now see and hear.
大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说：“主对我主说，你坐在我的右边。”
For David is not ascended into heaven, but he says himself, "The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand."
等我使你仇敌成为你的脚凳。
Until my, I make thy foes thy footstool.
故此以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主，为基督了。
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus who you have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
好，我们再看希伯来书第一章。
Let's look at Book of Hebrews, Chapter 1.
我们从第六节到第十四节。
Let's read from verse 6 to 14.
再者，神使长子到世上来的时候，就说神的使者都要拜他。
And again, when he brings in the first begotten into the world, he says, and let all the angels of God worship him.
论到使者，又说神以风为使者，以火焰为仆役。
And of the angels, he says, who makes his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire.
论到子却说，神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的，你的国权是正直的。
But unto the son, he says, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom.
你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶，所以神就是你的神，用喜乐油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴。
Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of godness above thy fellows.
又说主啊，你起初立了地的根基，天是你手所造的。
And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thy hands.
天地都要灭没，你却要长存；天地都要像衣服渐渐旧了。
They shall perish, but thou remains, and they shall all wax so as old as the garment.
你要将天地卷起来，像一件外衣，天地就都改变了，唯有你永不改变，你的年数没有穷尽。
And as a vesture shall thou fold them up, as they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail.
所有的天使，神从来对哪一个说，你坐在我的右边。等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
But to which of the angels say he at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool?
天使岂不都是复义的灵，奉差遣为那将要承受救恩的人效力吗？
Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?
好，我们再看第二章，希伯来书第二章第十四到十八节。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 2 from verse 14 to 18.
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
For as much Then, as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that has the power of death, that is the devil.
并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔。
For verily he took not on him the nature.
所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。
Wherefore in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the things for the people.
他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to deliver them that are tempted.
再请看希伯来书第十章从十一节到十八节。
Book of Hebrews chapter 10 from verse 11 to 18.
凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上异样的祭物，这祭物永不能除罪。
And every priest stands daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins.
但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了。
But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God.
从此等候他仇敌，成了他的脚凳。
From henceforth expecting until his enemies to be made his footstool.
因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
For by one offering he has perfected forever them that are sanctified.
圣灵也对我们做见证，因为他既已说过。
Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he had said before.
主说那些日子以后，我与他们所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法写在他们心上，又要放在他们的里面。
This is the covenant that I will make with them. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them.
以后就说，我不再纪念他们的罪愆和他们的过犯。
And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more.
这些罪过既已赦免，就不用为罪献祭了。
Now where remissions of these, there is no more offering for sin.
最后我们读启示录十二章第九到十一节。
At last, Revelation chapter 12, verse 9 to 11.
大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
And the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。
And I hear a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night.
弟兄胜过他是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜性命。
And they overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto death.
好，我们就读到这里。
So we read the scriptures up here.
刚才我们提到，我们教会有一个特权，就是宣告基督耶稣为主。
As we have mentioned, the church has a privilege that is to proclaim Christ Jesus the Lord.
那其中有一个重点，就是神要使基督的仇敌成为他的脚凳。
And there's a special characteristic, which is God will make the enemy of Christ to become his footstool.
这一点是我们非常非常忽略的。
That is something we truly neglect.
因为我们多半只想到我们罪的赦免。
Because we often only think of our sins are being forgiven.
我们只想到赦免的这一面。
We only think of the aspect of being forgiven.
可能多一点我们就不再想。
Anything further we don't think about.
可是刚才我们读的希伯来书第一章的那个部分。
But the chapter 1 of book of Hebrews which we read.
那个部分呢就告诉我们神的救恩呢是非常浩大。
And that part tells us the salvation of God is so great.
所以在希伯来书第二章一开始有这么一个词，这么大的救恩。
So starting from Hebrews chapter 2, there is a phrase, how great is the salvation?
然后呢，他说，你们若忽略他，怎么能逃呢？
And here talks about how can you escape such great salvation?
这个叫我们思想很难转过来。It's
so hard for our mind to turn around.
所以也就是说，我们不但要罪得赦免。 而且要因着这个救恩，我们是有能力逃避那需要逃避的。
So here talks about not only our sins can be forgiven, but because of this great salvation, we can escape what shall be escaped.
那这么大的救恩到底多大？
And this great salvation, how exactly great it is?
他在那里讲说，神借着神的儿子来地上，把敬拜神的实际恢复了。
So here talks about through the Son of God to come upon earth, and He has restored the reality of worshiping God.
那我们要问，我们罪得赦免，我们敬拜神的跟神这个敬拜的关系是否真的恢复了？
So we have to ask, is the reality of us worshiping God truly being restored?
我们比较常经历的是犯罪了，认罪悔改得赦免。
What we often experience is that we sin, and then we repent, and then our sins are being forgiven.
然后我们又犯罪了。
And then we sin again.
而且是犯同样的罪。
And we sin the same thing over.
甚至还犯得更厉害。
Or even worse things.
但是从主的话看起来却不是这样。
But from Lord's words, it does not seem so.
如果你读到启示录第五章呢，那高宣那个宣告羔羊的得胜。
If we read Revelation chapter 5 as they proclaim the victory of the Lamb,
就是我们，他为我们定了十字架，他流了宝血，他把我们救回来，带我们回来归向神，就是跟神的关系恢复了。
As that He was crucified and His blood was shed, so He brought us to restore our relationship back with God.
所以是叫我们可以活在神面前。
So that He enables us to live before God.
是持续地活在神面前。
Continuously to live before God.
是一个可以被神工作做工的方式活在神面前。
It's living in a way that God can work on us.
所以到一个地步，神的国度可以借着这样的圣徒产生实际出来。
So to the point that God's kingdom can become a reality through those things.
也不但是这样子，而且因为继续活在神面前，所以知道怎么样来到神面前，也知道怎样把人把需要带到神面前带到神面前。
Not only that, because those things continue to live before God, so they can also that bring those other people who need to come before God to God.
因为是活在神面前，所以就经历。 尝到、享受到神的丰富。
Because they live before God, therefore they experience, taste, and enjoy the riches of God.
所以，当来到人当中的时候，是把神的丰富带到地上来。
So as they come before people, they bring down all the riches of God to earth.
其实我们很容易看到我们有没有活在神面前。
Actually, it's very easy for us to see whether we live before God or not.
因为我们来聚会的时候。 我们是带着什么东西来？
For when we come to gathering, what are we bringing with us?
我们常常说空空来，要饱饱的回去。
Often we say that we come empty-handed and we go home fulfilled.
但是你如果是真的活在神面前，你不应该是空空的来的。
But if you truly live before God, you should not come empty-handed.
你是带着从神那里得着的丰富来的，而不是带着骄傲来的。
You should come with all the riches you have received from God and not come with pride.
是献给神的,
it's to offer back to God.
所以是带着是随时预备好啊, 能够跟弟兄姊妹也一起享受神的丰富的。
So should always be prepared and also enjoy with brothers and sisters the riches of God.
所以如果真的活在神面前,
therefore, if truly live before God, then the gathering should be so abundant.
因为每一个人如果都等候在神的面前，让圣灵引导的话，你就发现那个丰富是非常丰富的。
So if each one lives before God and being led by the Holy Spirit, then you realize such riches is so abundant.
我们刚过的几天有一个机会跟许多不同地方聚会的弟兄姊妹聚在一起。
In past few days, we had an opportunity to gather with brothers and sisters who gather in different assemblies.
其中有一个机会就是交通。
And one of the opportunities we have is the fellowship.
大家都不来自于不同的聚会。
Everyone comes from different gatherings.
那也不需要安排谁要交通什么。And
there was no arrangement needed to arrange who needs to share what.
但是真正如果来到神面前，心向着神敞开。And
if truly come before God and the hearts are open toward God.
你就发现那个交通是光中见光的交通。Then
you will find that such fellowship is that in light and see light.
你发现那个交通是彼此供应的交通。And
such fellowship can provide to one another.
彼此扶持的交通。
Can encourage and help one another.
时间不够用的交通。
And even the time was not enough.
这是很容易经历到的。
That's something so easily can be experienced.
愿每一个都来到神面前。
So as each one come before God.
也没有人要抢时间。
And no one tries to grab the time.
圣灵给他多少话就讲多少话。
As the Holy, how much words has the Holy Spirit given to this brother or sister? That was how much he or she shared.
而且越交通，那个光越大，越来越亮。
And the more we share, then the more light we see.
所以我们得的救恩是要恢复我们跟神之间的关系。
So this salvation we receive is to restore the relationship between us and God.
如果我们真是有那个敬拜的关系，那是一个非常了不得的事情。
If we truly have such worshipping relationship, and that is something extraordinary.
那另外也是从我们主耶稣来，他把宝座从天上带下来，所以蒙恩得救人也能够来到宝座前。
And also, as our Lord Jesus come down from heaven, He has brought down the heavenly throne. Therefore, each one of us can come before the throne.
千万不要把这个觉得是个遥不可及的道理。
Definitely, don't think this is something so high that cannot be reached.
今天不管是你在家里面生活,
whether you live at home,
或者是你在办公室里面,
or you work in office,
或者你是在外面的活动当中,
or all other activities you have,
或者你是学生你在学校里面,
or if you are a student in school,
或者你来到弟兄姊妹当中, 你都需要有活在宝座前的时机。
Or when you are with brothers and sisters, you all need this reality of living before the throne.
因为这个路是主已经开了。
For the Lord has already opened this way.
他已经成就了。
He has already fulfilled this.
所以你在宝座前，所以虽然我们在地上， 但天是开的。
Even though we are on earth, but the heaven is open.
所以我们到聚会来， 不是把黑暗带来， 我们是把天上的丰富带来。
Therefore, as we come to a gathering, we do not bring in darkness, but we bring in the heavenly riches.
把天的同在带来,
we bring in the presence of heaven.
这是很宝贵的事情。
And that's something so precious.
主耶稣也来到地上, 他把国度带到地上来。
Our Lord come to earth and bring in the kingdom.
他说, 我主靠神的灵赶鬼, 就神的国在当中。
Our Lord said that as Lord has cast out the demons by God's Spirit, that means the God's kingdom is among us.
所以黑暗的权势在主面前是完全站立不住的。
Therefore, the power of darkness totally cannot stand before our Lord.
所以我们也需要主怜悯我们。
Therefore, we also need the Lord to have mercy upon us.
如果这样的主在圣徒里面，
if such Lord is among all the saints,
那圣徒的聚集， 你说黑暗的势力能占圣徒聚集， 中间站立得住吗？站不住的。
Then, of course, the power of darkness cannot stand among the saints.
如果黑暗的势力能够在圣徒当中在那里耍来耍去的话，那表示这个聚集缺少那个国度的时机。
If the power of darkness can be among all the saints, then that means such gathering lacks the reality of the kingdom.
所以这是一个宝贵的事情。
So that's precious.
而且主也给我们做，把我们变做成新造的人。
And also the Lord makes us a new creation.
所以律法刻在心板上。
Therefore the law engraves on our hearts.
这特别宝贵的一件事情是什么？
And what's the most precious thing?
其实我们不需要常常说，弟兄啊，你这里犯错了，弟兄啊，你那里又不对了。
Actually, we don't have to tell this brother or that brother that where you have made mistakes or sinned.
因为圣灵，因为律法刻在心板上，圣灵在我们身上。
For the law engraves on our heart and the Holy Spirit is upon us.
不用人家讲，自己都知道。
We don't need anyone else tell us. We know it ourselves.
我们不是来当警察的。
We are not here to be police.
在教会里面需要有神亲自做工的实际。
In church, we need the reality of God's work amongst us.
不管是个人是团体。
Not just individually, but also corporately.
所以那个认识神是从里面开始的。
So the knowing God is from inward.
在人还没有说以前，神已经做工了。
Even before someone says anything, God has already done such work.
而且主他马上要再来。
And also our Lord will come back again soon.
他等教会成熟。
He's waiting for the maturity of church.
教会成熟到一个地步，时间世代能够转换。
For the church become mature to the point that this time and generation can be transformed.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and
你有没有觉得你是在一个关键的时代转换的那个关键的时间当中
？Do you feel that you are in such critical time of the change of this generation?
你有没有觉得你是这一个时代转换的那个关键的器皿？其中一个。
Do you feel that you are one of the important vessels that has to do with this critical change of the generation?
还是你是觉得说，转换就转换，反正我就跟着转过去就对了，也没什么跟我没什么太大关系。
Or do you just feel that it's okay as the generation and era changes, it actually has not much to do with me?
还是你已经发现了，你是在那个关键转换当中，神把你。设立成为那个关键转换的器皿。
Or have you realized that in this critical time, change of generation, God has set you as one of the critical vessels?
需要思想一下，需要思想一下。
We have to truly think about this.
需要在主面前好好跟主面对面。
Truly, we have to face with this issue with the Lord.
然后这个转换有一个结果，就是神使他的仇敌成为他的脚蹬。
And this change of generation results in that God has made his enemies to become his footstool.
所以不但是一个时间的转换。
So it's not only a generation change.
是个宇宙权柄一个大更新。
And it's a renew of the authority in the universe.
是个远超过我们所想象的一个大变动。
And it's truly a great big change which is far above our comprehension.
你有没有想到你是那个关键人物。
Have you ever thought that you are this critical person?
因为在主耶稣身上他是已经完成了。
For on our Lord that it's already been accomplished.
主耶稣没有来到底等谁啊、
before our
我们主耶稣没有来他现在等谁、
oh, if our Lord, since our Lord is not coming back yet, so who are we exactly waiting for?
他在等我等你。
Because our Lord is not come yet, He's actually waiting for me and you.
他等我有没有预备好？等你有没有预备好
？He's waiting for whether I'm ready or whether you are ready.
他要看看我是不是那个关键的器皿。
And He would like to see if I'm the critical vessel.
他也看你是不是关键的器皿。
And He also would like to see whether you are the critical vessel.
这你要搞清楚。
So you have to be clear.
所以这么大的救恩是很值得思考的。
So this great salvation truly needs us to think about it.
但是呢，第二章就讲了有魔鬼。
And the second chapter talks about there's the devil.
那你如果看启示录十二章呢，就讲到魔鬼的几面。
And if you look at Revelation chapter 12, it talks about different aspects.
启示录十二章第九节哈，那里讲到魔鬼的几个方面。
Revelation chapter 12 verse 9 talks about several aspects of the devil.
这里有三组。
There are three categories.
每组两个。
And each category has two.
第一个是大龙跟那古蛇。
First first is the great dragon and the old serpent.
第二个是魔鬼跟撒旦。
Second is the devil and Satan.
第三个是迷惑普天下的，跟那个昼夜控告我们弟兄的。
The third is that one deceived the whole world and whom accused our brethren day and night.
所以你就知道这是魔鬼，这是撒旦，他的特性。
So you know that's the special characteristics of the devil and Satan.
我们信主的人哈，应该比世人更清楚。 宇宙的情况,
For us who believe the Lord, we should even further understand the whole the condition of the whole universe compared to those unbelievers.
不过很可惜,不是每个信主人都这样,
Unfortunately, not each believer is like this.
因为这宇宙的权柄有牵涉到几方面,
For the authority of the universe has to do with several aspects.
一个是我们的神至高者,
First is our God the Most High.
另外一个是我们是有自由意志的。
And also us, who has free will.
我们可以站在神这边，我们也可以不站在神这边。
We can stand on God's side or not stand on God's side.
还有另外一面就是灵界的，一面是天使，正常的天使，一面是魔鬼撒旦带的那一批犯罪的天使。
So there's also the spiritual realm, which is they are the normal angels. And also there's another part that's the Satan and the devil that has brought with the fallen angels.
这是一个存在的事实,
that is a fact, a reality. You don't even have to analyze this.
这需要主开我们的眼睛能看见,
and we need the Lord to open our eyes to see what we should see.
但是你如果闭着眼睛,头钻在 沙土里面，他还是这样的情形。
Even if you close your eyes and hit your head into the dust, but that's still a fact out there.
所以我们需要认识，一面认识神给我们预备的救恩到底有多浩大。
So on the one hand, we have to know how great is the salvation God has prepared for us.
我们也需要知道神的仇敌魔鬼到底有多诡诈。
And we also need to know how tricky, deceiving is the enemy of God, which is Satan.
我们不是自己直接去跟他斗争,
it's not that we fight with the devil ourselves.
但是我们要识破仇敌的诡计,
but we have to know the trick of the enemy.
你不让仇敌黑暗的势力在那里耍着团团转,
so we will not be deceived around by the power of darkness, the devil.
所以我们也有我们的责任,
so we also have our responsibilities.
我们在神面前是有责任的,
we do have our responsibilities before God.
我们蒙了救恩之后不是不负责任的人,
after we receive salvation, it's not that we are being not responsible.
我们蒙了恩典之后是应该我们能够被在神在恩典中建立到他所要建立的那个实在的光景。
After we receive the grace, we shall, by His grace, be built up by what He would like us to be built up.
所以我们刚看这三组,
so we have seen such three categories.
我们靠着主恩典来一起看一看这三组。
So by the Lord's grace, let us look at those three categories.
第一组是龙、大龙跟那古蛇。
First is the great dragon and the old serpent.
那龙这个字呢, 在原文上有强调它一面就是非常的美丽。
So the original text of the word dragon is actually to amplify its beauty.
所以是龙是很美丽的。
So the dragon is actually beautiful.
那这个呢，在以西结书也提到。
In the book of Ezekiel also mentions.
你在以西结书28章你就看到。
You can see this in Ezekiel chapter 28.
它是遮掩约柜的基路伯。
It's a cherubim that covers the Ark of Covenant.
他非常美丽。
He's very beautiful.
所以龙一面讲的美丽, 但一面也讲到他有权柄。
So the dragon on the one hand talks about he's beautiful, on the other hand he has authority.
他也有智慧。
And he has wisdom.
他是超过人的智慧。
That's surpassing man's wisdom.
那讲到龙的权柄呢, 就特别从启示录13章你就看到, 他会运用列国, 他会运用地上的国度来彰显他的权柄。
So talking about the authority of the dragon from Book of Revelation chapter 13, you can see that he can through all the earthly kingdoms to manifest his authority.
那个古蛇呢,那个蛇呢,它的原文字是view, 是看的意思。
So the old serpent, this word serpent, original text is view.
所以他怎么好像在那里观察一切。
So he's observing all things.
而且呢，他呢会根据他所观察的，他来做他要做的事。
And based on what he observes, he does his work.
所以明白这个来讲的话，我想创世纪第二、第三章是一个重要的帮助。
So in order to help us to understand, I think from Genesis 2:3, chapter 2:3 is an important help.
所以为了我们一起明白的缘故，我请大家原谅，我不会讲很快。
So in order for us to understand together, therefore I will not speed up, I will go slowly.
如果没有讲完呢，我们有机会再继续交通。
If I cannot finish, then if the Lord gives us opportunity, we will continue.
这是我们在主面一起寻求主的机会。
This is the opportunity we seek the Lord together.
求主因为我们在这样一起寻求的缘故，能真的明白。
So do pray that the Lord help us to truly understand when we seek together.
真的明白神给我们的救恩，真的明白神的旨意。
Truly understand the salvation He gives us and understand His will.
也真的识破仇敌的诡计，让神的仇敌、基督的仇敌成为他的脚凳。
And truly we can understand all the tricks of the enemy and therefore to let God's enemy to become Christ's footstool.
也是在主堵住我们的破口。
And may the Lord stop our own gaps.
常常我们不知道我们有很多的破口。
Often we don't know, we not realize we have many gaps.
我们刚刚觉得自己很棒的时候，我们破口就留下机会给仇敌来运用。
Just as we thought we are so good that we give ground to the enemy with our breaches.
我们需要主帮忙。
We do need the Lord to help us.
好，我们看创世纪第二章第七节、第八节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 and 8.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
耶和华神在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。
And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom had formed.
在第九节，耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来，可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物。园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶的树。
Verse 9, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
刚才第七节说，耶和华用尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。啊，这里讲说他是活的魂，但是他有一个可以与神交通的灵。
Here, verse 7 says, The Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril in the breath of life, and man become living soul. Here talks about he's a living soul, but he has spirit that can communicate with God's life.
这个是还没有犯罪的魂。
That was before he was sinned.
他有一个活的魂，他是个活的魂，但他可以跟神交通。
He's a living soul, but he can communicate with God.
然后第十五节，二章十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园，使他修理看守。耶和华
And the Lord God took the man and put him into a garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it.
耶和华神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃；只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。”
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eat thereof thou shalt surely die.
在第十五节说，他被将这个人安置在伊甸园，他使他修理看守。
In verse 15 says that God took this man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress and to keep it.
修理这个词就是侍奉，第一次用。
To dress, that means to serve. It's been first time used in the Bible.
就是服侍。
That's to serve.
人在人被创造还没有犯罪以前，神托付他一个托付，就是服侍。
For man being created and before he sinned, that God's entrustment to the man is to serve.
另外一个托付就是看守。
Another entrustment is to keep.
看守就是做篱笆的意思。
To keep is to put means to put fence around it.
我们想说篱笆呢，都是想的物质的篱笆。
When we think of fence, we think of the material fence.
但是神呢，设立人成为他这个防堵仇敌的那个真正的篱笆。
But God has made man to become the true fence that's against the enemy.
所以，我们如果看错了这个，我们就把我们的责任放弃了。
So if we don't understand this, then we give up our responsibilities.
神使那个他所创造人成为他的篱笆。
God has made the man whom he has made to become his fence.
他看守神所设立的伊甸园。
And he would watch over and keep the Eden that God has created.
然后他吩咐说，园中各样树的果子你可以随意吃。
And he commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden, thou might eat freely."
这个吩咐这个词也是第一次使用。
And here the word "command" is also being used the first time in the Bible.
这个词的意义就是设立宪法的那个设立宪法。
The meaning of "command" is just the same as setting up constitution.
你知道我们在如果你一个国家，它最高的法律是什么？就是宪法。
So what is the highest law in a country? That is the constitution.
所以神的宪法是刚性的，是不改的。
So God's constitution would never change.
所以神说话的时候，神是带着设立宪法的这个态度和这个实际来说的。
So when God speaks, He speaks with the attitude of setting up the constitution.
这是亚当听见的。
And that's what Adam has heard.
然后就说园中各样的事。 园中各样树的果子，你都可以随意吃，对不对？你可以随意吃，然后只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
And he commanded man that every tree of the garden thou might eat freely, but of the tree of the knowledge of good evil thou shalt not eat.
然后我们看第三章。
And then we see chapter 3.
第一节开始。
Start from verse 1.
耶和华神所造的， 唯有蛇比田野一切的活物更狡猾。 蛇对女人说：“神岂是真说，不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗？”
Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God has made, and he said unto the woman, "Yet God has God said, you should not eat of every tree of the garden."
第一个，蛇怎么会进到园子里来
？First, how could the serpent come into the garden?
那显然。 这看守这一面呢，是失去了看守的实际。
Very obviously, it has lost the reality of keeping it.
而且还有另外一个就是，女人跟男人不在一起。
And also that the woman and the man was not together.
一个结婚的家庭哈，如果夫妇两个不常在一起，这是有危险的。
For it is dangerous for a married family if the husband and wife not often being together.
这是第一次发生的危险。So
this is the danger that happened the first time.
蛇呢没有先去找亚当，蛇先去找那个女人。The
serpent did not go after Adam first, but the serpent went after the woman first.
所以如果我们哈是软弱的那一面，我们需要得主的保守来到主面前。
So if we are the weak one, we need the Lord's keeping to come before the Lord.
应该夏娃呢是应该跟亚当一直在一起的。
Eve shall be always together with Adam.
但这时候呢，她却落单了。But
then she was alone this time.
她好像失去了保护。
She has lost protection.
然后蛇对她说的话呢，你发现。 蛇完全改变了神的话。
And actually, what serpent has said to her totally changed God's words.
一个是神岂是真说？神是不是说话了呢
？And here the serpent asks, "Has God truly said this?"
还是说什么？不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子，完全把神的话颠倒了。
And the serpent also said, "You should not God not let you eat of every tree of the garden." He has completely put God's words upside down.
这就是恶者的诡诈。
And that's the trick of the evil one.
他彻底把神的话，神说的话把完全颠倒。
He completely put God's words upside down.
神说所有的树，树上的果，各种各样树都可以吃，就只有那一棵不能吃。
God said that you can freely eat all the trees, all the fruit of the each tree, except that one.
但是他说，是不是所有的树都不可以吃呢？
But here the serpent said that, isn't God tell you that you should not eat of every tree?
然后女人对蛇说，第二节，园中树上的果子我们可以吃。
Verse 2, and the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of garden.
唯有园当中那棵树上的果子，神曾说，你们不可吃，也不可摸，免得你们死。
But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you should not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.
女人对于神的话还是有印象，但是不准确。
The woman still have impression of God's words, but not accurate.
神没有说不可以摸，对不对？
Actually, God did not say you cannot touch.
但他加了不可摸。
And she added, should not touch.
神说你们吃的日子必定死，原文是死啊死啊，就两个死放在一起。
And actually, God said, the day you should eat it, you should die. And the original text is die and die, it's two deaths together.
到了这个夏娃这里呢，这个强度呢已经是低了很多。
So when it comes to what Eve said, actually the strength has already been weakened.
然后蛇对女人说，你们不一定死，因为神知道你们吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，你们便如神，能知道善恶。
And the serpent said unto woman, you shall not surely die, for God does know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as God, knowing good and evil.
这里讲到这个蛇是这样讲，但是神讲的死那什么，是先从人的灵里面死。
Even though the serpent said this way, but actually the death God mentioned is the death of the spirit.
所以人跟神之间的互动就中断了。
So the interaction of between God and man is being stopped.
所以人之后从此之后呢，那个灵在他身上就没有影响力了。
So then ever since then, the spirit cannot move in man's heart.
他的魂呢就受外界的影响，受物质界的影响。
And his soul is being influenced by the material world.
跟他自己这个堕落的魂所思考的来产生影响。
And then being influenced by his fallen soul.
所以他说你吃的日子眼睛就明亮了，那是你就受外界的影响。
As it says that when you, the day you eat, then your eyes should be open. That is being influenced by the outer world.
于是女人见那棵树上的果子好做食物，也悦人眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃了，又给她的丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, that and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat.
他们二人的眼睛就明亮了，才知道自己是赤身露体，便拿无花果树的叶子为自己做裙子。
And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons.
这里夏娃把果子摘下来就给亚当吃。
Here, Eve took the fruit and gave to Adam to eat.
好像这里没有给我们看到说亚当稍微有没有停顿一下，想一想啊，有没有到神面前去问一问啊，是不是那句话还记得啊？
Here we don't see if Adam hesitated or thought about whether he remembered what God said.
她丈夫就也吃了。
Her husband also ate.
所以这时候可以看到亚当他的心在夏娃身上比在神身上还要大。
So we can see that Adam's heart upon Eve was actually greater than his heart towards the Lord.
神虽然说过了，但是他的心转向了夏娃。
But even though God has spoken to him, but his heart turned to Eve.
所以呢，神说过的在他身上没有什么影响力。
So what God has told him has no influence upon him.
然后他吃了之后，结果发现什么？自己是赤身露体。
after he, so he ate, and afterwards he finds himself naked.
并且到第八节啊，天起了凉风，耶和华神在园中行走，那人和他妻子听见神的声音，就藏在园里的树木当中，躲避耶和华神的面。
Verse 8. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the tree of the garden.
耶和华神呼唤那人，对他说，你在哪里？
And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou?
他说，我在园中听见你的声音，我就害怕，因为我赤身露体，我便藏了。
And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself.
耶和华说，谁告诉你赤身露体呢？莫非你吃了我吩咐你不可吃的那树上的果子吗？
And he said, Who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I command thee that thou shouldst not eat?
那人说，你所赐给我与我同居的女人，她把那树上的果子给我，我就吃了。
And the man said, The woman whom thou givest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat.
耶和华神对女人说，你做的是什么事呢？女人说，那蛇引诱我，我就吃了。
And the Lord God said unto the woman, Why is this thing thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat.
在他们没有吃这个果子以前，他们是不看自己的。
Before they ate this fruit, they did not look at unto themselves.
他也没有发现自己是真实的，是那样的情况。
And also, they did not realize they were in such condition.
但是吃了以后呢，就发现自己赤身露体。
So after they ate, they realized they were naked.
不止如此，他们跟神的关系有害怕在当中。
And not only that, their relationship with the Lord starts to have fear.
他会躲避耶和华。
He started to try to hide themselves from the Lord.
本来他有灵在里面，他可以与神很亲密的交通。
Originally, their spirit is within him, then he could have intimate fellowship with God.
但他吃的日子，那个功用，那个灵的功用就死掉了。
But the day he ate, then the function of the spirit died.
不但死掉了，他就害怕。
Not only the function of spirit died, but he also afraid.
不但是这样，而且亚当跟夏娃之间的关系也变成，就是说不和谐了。
Not only that, but also the relationship between Adam and Eve became not in harmony.
他说你呢？亚当说，你跟我，你是给我与我同居的那个女人，那就是也很不尊重的，是不是？
Adam said that the woman whom thou givest to be with me is actually not respecting Eve.
所以我们如果跟神的关系出差错，我们跟人的关系也会出差错。
So if our relationship goes wrong with God, then also our relationship will go wrong with man.
我们如果跟人的关系出差错，你不要只在人的关系当中去找答案。
If our relationship is with man goes wrong, then we should not find answer amongst men.
我们应该先到神面前去找我跟神之间有没有什么需要恢复的。
We should go before God and find that what's there to reconcile to be restored among men.
所以我们看到这里有一组龙跟古蛇。
So we see that there's this group that is the dragon and the serpent.
他一面会用他的美丽来这个引诱。
On the one hand, he deceives us with his beauty.
那一面他用诡诈来欺骗人。
On the other hand, he deceives us with the subtlety.
这个你不要以为现在这个只发生在创世纪，这是今天也照样发生的事情。
Do not think it only happened back in Genesis time, but also it's continued to happen today.
今天我们如果对主的话不在乎。
If today we do not pay attention to God's words,
你就发现你在这个世界当中，什么东西都可以影响你。
Then you realize that anything in the world can influence us.
而且你看不懂那是什么，就是你看不懂那些来龙去脉。
And you don't understand why those things happen.
你如果能够蒙主的怜悯，在主的话上也是扎根再扎根。
If by God's mercy that we can be deeply rooted in God's words.
需要主借着我们正常的活在主面前，个人的 活在主面前，团体的活在主面前，主的话就逐渐解开。
We need the Lord to help us to live normally, to live normally before Him individually and also have a normal corporate life. Then God's words will be gradually open toward us.
在我没有信主或刚信主的时候，我对这个世界是一种看法。
Before I believe the Lord or when I just believe the Lord, I have certain perspective toward the world.
而且实在是很深很深的感觉，虚空的虚空，毫无希望。
I truly have such deep feeling that it's the vanity of vanity without any hope.
但是蒙主的怜悯，他直接救了我。
But by the Lord's mercy, He saved me directly.
也蒙主的怜悯，他要求我参加圣徒在一起的聚会。
And also by the Lord's mercy, He asked me to attend the gathering of the saints.
这个要求是很特别的。
And this requirement is very special.
主要求我的聚会不是照我的想法来聚会。
The Lord required me to go to this certain gathering. It's not based on my own thoughts.
不是根据我的喜欢。
And not based on my own likes.
不是根据我眼睛的评估。
Not based on my own review based on my eyes.
是根据主自己。
It's but based on the Lord Himself.
所以有弟兄姊妹听过我讲的，我曾经为了要离开那个聚会，好好的跟主祷告了三年都没离开。
So some brothers and sisters have already heard this, that for myself would like to leave a gathering. So I pray with the Lord earnestly for 3 years, but I still did not leave.
我所谓好好祷告，不是随没事要喊一下就算了，没事喊一下就算了，不是这样的。
I pray earnestly to the Lord, not just that I just thought about this, so I then cry out to the Lord.
我是花了相当的时间跪在他面前，跟他好好的祷告的。
I truly spent so much time to kneel before Him to pray.
然后主就说：“谁带你来这个聚会
？”Then the Lord told me, "Who took you to this gathering?"
我知道我来也不是我。我看懂了这边聚会好，所以我来。我不是的。
I knew that it was not because I thought this gathering was good, so I came.
然后我就回答说：“是主，你带我来。”
So I answered to the Lord that, Lord, you took me here.
然后主就说：“谁带你来，谁带你走。”
So the Lord told me that who took you here, then the same who will take you away.
这样跟主的这样的话语的互动，三年了。
For this kind of interaction with the Lord, for lasted for 3 years.
三年都没懂，到了最后一次他突然懂，哎呀，原来主是叫我不要继续再问这个问题了。
I did not understand for all those 3 years until I asked the last time after 3 years. Then I realized the Lord tell me, don't ask Him the same question again.
因为那一次一问完之后，我就问主说，那这里聚会有什么了不起？
Because after I asked the same question that time, I asked the Lord, so what is so special about this gathering here?
这里聚会跟别的聚会有什么地方不同？
What's the difference between this gathering and others?
除了形式不同之外，还有什么内容上的不同？
So besides the difference in formality, but what's the difference in content?
还有圣灵工作的不同。
And there is also the difference in working of the Holy Spirit.
很感谢主把我心安定下来。
Thank the Lord that He has settled my heart.
让我就接受神把我安排的弟兄姊妹当中来受神这样安排的这样建造。
So I can accept the Lord to arrange me to be among this group of brothers and sisters and also build up together by Lord's building up.
这本圣经就是这样一次一次跟圣徒在一起聚集。
So, as this Bible is like this once over and over again gathered together with the saints.
不是照我拣选的。
It's not based on my own choice.
不是照我自己评估的。
And not based on my own thoughts.
是照着主在我可以听见他声音的方式中受他带领。
But based on what I could hear from the Lord, I'm being guided by the Lord.
这样的圣经就一点一点的被开启。
And then the Bible starts to be opened up to me.
一点一点的明白。
Then I can start to understand bit by bit.
一点一点的看清楚他讲什么。
I can start to understand little bit, bit by bit, what it says.
这是一个很宝贵的事情。
And that is very precious.
这样的经历已经三十年了。
So I've experienced such experience for 30 years.
这是宝贵的三十年。
And that's very precious 30 years.
这是主特别给的三十年。
And that's the 30 years the Lord has specially given.
所以才知道说有些的话主的确是这样说。
So then I know that there are certain words the Lord truly has spoken this way.
是有能力说，说在我的心里面。
And he has spoken it mightily into my heart.
刻在心板上。
Engraved on my heart.
起初不明白。
Originally I couldn't understand.
虽然不明白，但是已经说在心板上。
Even though I did not understand, but it has engraved and spoken to my heart.
继续服在神大能的手下。
Continue to be subject under his mighty hand.
跟我不太喜欢在一起的弟兄姊妹在一起。
Continue to gather together with the brother sister who I don't really like.
跟会批评我的弟兄姊妹在一起。
Continue to be with brothers and sisters who criticize me.
跟有特别意见的弟兄姊妹在一起。
Continue to be with brothers and sisters who have special opinions.
当然也有好些特别有亲密交通的弟兄姊妹。
And of course, there are a lot of brothers and sisters we can have intimate fellowship together.
主就让这本圣经就越来越清楚。
Then the Lord let this Bible become clear, more and more clear.
所以你要胜过龙跟蛇的工作。
So you have to overcome the work of the dragon and serpent.
不是靠你记忆神的话可以解决的。
Not by that when you memorize God's words.
你需要看清楚神的话。
It cannot be resolved. But you have to truly understand God's words.
但不是你一个人。
But not by yourself individually.
你需要主把你放在清心祷告主的圣徒中，一起去寻求他的心意。
You need the Lord to put you among the saints, call out the Lord out of pure heart to together seek His will.
我们需要彼此提醒，彼此鼓励。
We need the Lord, we need to be encourage one another and remind one another.
不要放弃这个机会。
Do not give up such opportunity.
因为你也不知道你还有多少机会。
For you also do not know how many more opportunities you have.
我也不知道我有多少机会。
I also don't know how much more opportunity I have.
但是我们多把握一次机会，我们就多一次被主建造的机会。
But each opportunity we take hold of, then we have one more opportunity to be built up by the Lord.
我说这些话，一点都没有要拉弟兄姊妹聚会的意思。
For when I share all these, I don't have the thought of grab you to come to a gathering.
我是以我三十年这样的得着，跟大家能够彼此相劝。
I just encourage one another with my own experience for past 30 years.
我没有意思要拉你，一定要跟我聚会。
I don't have the intention to ask you to definitely come together with me.
但是如果我们再去聚会是需要的。
But if it's necessary that we gather together for the meeting.
你就得在神面前好好的思想一下。
Then you have to truly consider this before the Lord.
好好的在主面前跟主拌拌交涉。
You have to deal with the Lord.
我们是不是真的要在一起聚会？
Whether we should really gather together.
我们是不是做了一个虚假的事情？
Whether we are doing something that's deceiving.
我们是在一个屋檐下，但从来不在一起交通。
We are in under the same roof, but we never fellowship together.
这是虚假的。
That is something fake.
这不是神要的。
That's not what God would like.
这是需要思考的。
That's something we have to consider.
需要慎重面对的。
We have to truly face this.
需要接受主光照的。
And we need the Lord to shine up light upon us.
需要悔改就要悔改。
If we need to repent, then we have to repent.
否则也许我们的机会很快就失去了。
Otherwise, we might lose our opportunity very quickly.
我想今天我没有那么多时间再把这个撒旦呢魔鬼这一再讲下去。
I don't have time to continue with this devil and Satan.
主若愿意我们再有机会再来思考。
If the Lord's willing, we will consider again.
好，我就停在这。
I will stop here.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是满有慈爱怜悯。
You are full of mercy and loving kindness.
生命气息、动作存留都在乎你。
For life, breath, and walk and deeds are all upon you.
你给我们的时间，给我们的力气，给我们的机会，是为了要认识你。
You gave us time, strength, and opportunity in order for us to know you.
你给我们这一切，是预备要迎接，要面对你的再来。
You have given all this to us is to face and also welcome your return.
求你帮助我们，能够实在的面对。
Do help us, we can truly face this.
叫我们在你再来的时候，实在可以欢喜的站立在你的面前。
So when you come back, we can truly stand before you with gladness.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
赞美。
Praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.